never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost. Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Life is crazy. So I went to the doctor yesterday. I've been collecting doctors here. It happens. All right. You start collecting them. So I went to the doctor because I've been having a couple of little issues that I have earned in my lifetime of jumping out of airplanes and doing martial arts and doing CrossFit and water ski competition. When I was a kid, I was a roller skater on a national level. Yeah, it was true. I wore the tights too. It has come back. The chickens have come home to roost. I'll talk about that in a sec, okay? It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day today. A little bit of a business trip, but you can apply what I'm going to do business-wise today. You can apply it to your personal life as well, and we'll make it that way. So hang on for the ride, because I have a fundamental belief that almost every business in the world that I know of is run by humans, people. Therefore, it doesn't matter what tactic we're using. It goes both ways. So hang on for the ride. We'll talk about that today. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Good to have you here today. Yeah, I was at the doctor yesterday, and I went in there. I've been having some trouble with my hip, my right hip, and I finally just had to go in. And I'm thinking I'm level one or two. I figured I've done a lot in my life, and I messed with my hip. I've just done everything I could to break it, and I never was able to break it. But so I'm sitting in there. And I'm thinking, okay, he's going to come back level one, level two. Here's the plan. No, he walks in the door. He says, you have severe, I don't want to say the A word. I'm not going to say it. I'm not. If you know the A word, I'm not going to say the A word. I have severe A of the hip. One choice, hip replacement. I'm like, woohoo. It's weird. So the reason I tell you this story is, isn't it nice when you feel, when you figure out something, you know what you have to do. It just happens. And you've got good insurance. Isn't it nice when that happens? Okay. But here's the thing that happened. I came out of there. Come real close. I want to share some motivational stuff with you today. This is not the topic of the podcast, but hang on. I'm going to give you a way of thinking here and a way I think all the time. So when I want to get motivated to do something, I've learned forever, and I'm just really so intrigued by where motivation comes from. When I want to get motivated, I'm looking for that little thing that just fires me up. That it's really weird. It's very fleeting. It's out there. It's something happens and you just start thinking differently. I'm always looking for that. I'm not looking for some mantra or some personal affirmation. That stuff doesn't work. Well, it does work, but you know what I mean. Have you ever done something and you just found yourself excited to go do it? Like you can't lose weight, you can't lose weight, you can't lose weight. And one day you're like, fire it up, you're going to the gym, you're losing weight. How'd that happen? What the hell got between your ears? That's been my intrigue forever. So yesterday, I'm at the doctor's office, and he's telling me all this stuff. I got surgery scheduled, the whole thing. I'm like, cool. I get excited. I go to my trainer in the afternoon. I say, guess what? I want to be in the best possible shape. I want to be the silver fox I plan on being. I want to walk in that surgery center. And they go, what the heck is he doing here? He looks great. It's weird. And yet I want you to capture that stuff. I look for that. When I'm working on coaching calls and I'm listening between the lines, I'm listening for you to come up with stuff like that. That's what I get paid for. I find that for you. I'm not looking for the obvious. So as you're going through your day today, figuring out your day today, doing all the stuff you need to do, and you want to get motivated, really tap in and pay attention to this little thing. It's a little fleeting. It's like listening to God talking to you. It's like, okay, what was that? What? Didn't hear it, didn't see it, didn't know what to do with it, but it made sense to you, got you fired up. We'll talk more about that. It's part of the Face Your Passion program too. Like I said, make sure you got a little time the week of March 4th, because I got a little stuff I want to teach you that week. And we'll talk more about that. You'll get an email or something. It's coming. So let's go back in time a little bit. This is a business lesson, if you will, but this could be a lesson from a personal person like you are. I'm assuming you're a personal person. 98.7% of the people that listen to this podcast are actual humans. I think the rest are AI, and that's life these days. And there's probably a few extraterrestrials out there listening as well. Welcome. We're friendly. Come on in. When you start a business, it can be difficult. And if you've never started a business, you've never gone down that path, you're not going to know how to do it. You have grandiose ambitions. You're going to believe you can do it. You may have set up all the proper stuff in place to get it done. But the truth is, if you haven't done it, it's going to be a challenge. Same thing with going to school. Same thing with a new hobby. Heck, if you want to play pickleball. Wait a second. if I get my hip replaced, does that mean I never have to play pickleball? That's my goal now. You know, my first big goal in life is never to run a marathon in my life. 26 miles running by feet, that's a silly. There's no reason to do that. And I'm well over halfway to my goal of never running a marathon. Awesome. But now I've set the goal of never playing pickleball. Why? Until I get old enough to play? Because the rule of pickleball, as they always say, is the old guy always wins. It doesn't matter who you are, the old guy always wins. So right now, there's a lot of people way older than I am playing pickleball. I'm not going to play it. And if I ever do, I'm going to wait till I'm really old. So by default, the rules say I get to win the game. I'm just saying. Anyway, as we're hang over the ride. This ain't your normal motivation podcast. Thank God. Yawn. So I was talking to a, that was a nice, but you know, if we were sitting at a chicken wing place having chicken wings and beer, wouldn't we say that to each other? We would. So I was talking to a client. He was a friend. Had a martial arts business. I used to be in the martial arts business. I used to be trained. I was a black belt and taught some kids and did a bunch of television shows, did a couple small movies about martial arts and did a bunch of fight scenes. I actually choreographed and shot fight scenes for a bunch of folks. But I was helping this guy just build a school, craft a master plan for him, or at least look at the one he had. I had four questions for him when I started this process with him. The first question was this. How long do you think it will take to learn what it takes to succeed? See, it doesn't matter what you want to do. Once you spring into action, it's like everything resets. You thought you knew how it was going to go, but now you got to do it. And there's going to be time it takes to learn how it works. That could be understanding your customers, understanding how your cash register works or your computer system, all that stuff. How long will it take for you to figure out what it takes to succeed, to get that rhythm that gets the business to work? And a business is nothing more than a system, just like your life. How long it will take for you to figure out what it takes to succeed? Maybe you got married. Maybe you can't figure out this married thing. How long will it take for you to figure out the rules of this married thing? That's step one. The next question I had was, how long are you willing to work to reach your goal? Now, if you talk to anybody who's just starting out with a marriage or business, if you talk to them, well, I'll work forever. I'm going to reach my goal. You will, but another famous saying that's been said by this guy around here is, you will change when you wear yourself out. So, if you're going after a goal and you can't learn fast enough and you're not getting getting the success you want, eventually it starts to wear at you. Eventually you wear yourself out and eventually you give up on that goal. You don't have to. You can commit to go beyond that. I, for one, will tell you that once you've made the decision and you've committed and you know exactly why you're going to do something, why it means something to you, you'll stick with it until you get there. It may be different when you get there. It may look different than you initially had imagined, but you will not give up on that goal. You'll keep going until it happens. People say, what are you doing? What are you doing that for? It's taking too long. Why? You need to do something else. You're like, no, if you're committed, you'll make it happen. And then what happens about 10 years later is they go, man, how'd you make that happen? So how long will it take to learn what you will need to learn to succeed in anything you're doing? And secondly, how long are you willing to work to reach your goal? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Third question is probably the most important thing. It works for business and it works for personal people too. How long will your money that you have in your pocket right now last? So the churn rate, they call it, the burn rate. How long will it last? How long can you stick with it? Watch the show on Paramount sometimes, that Bar Rescue. Do you like that show? It's kind of a crazy show. It's kind of like Hell's Kitchen in a bar. But typically when they start that show and they come in to save the bar, to rescue the bar, they will say, if they don't get it fixed today, they're 30 days away from going out of business. How long will your money last? A lot of people go into a passionate way of doing life. You know, we talk about face your passion all the time. And one thing I always tell people is, listen, you can face your passion, but we also have to fund your passion. So once you know what you want to do, unless you're independently wealthy, unless you've saved your entire life and you know that you can just do whatever you want for as long as you want to, and then money's not going to be the issue, then money is going to be the issue. So whether you're a personal person or you're a business person, whatever you're doing, how long will your money last as you go after learning what it takes to succeed and you'll go after working on your goal? A lot of people don't do that. I will literally tell people when they come in, Scott, I want your help with this. I said, well, how much money you got and how long you want to work? I don't want their money. Well, okay, take that back. I really do want their money. I'm just saying. But it's not about that. It's just understanding. I don't even want to work with anybody unless I know they can succeed. And it's not up to me because I'm the lowest cost of the whole thing. How much money is in your pocket? If you don't have enough to sustain yourself while you go after your dreams, save more money. Find another method. You got to fund your passion or you can't do it. Number four. When will you begin earning money doing whatever you're going to do? And how much? Cannot tell you how many people I work with in the past that will go to school. They decide to do a job. And I ask them, I said, well, how much are you going to earn? Well, I don't really know. I haven't really thought about that. My stepdaughter, my daughter, Elena, she's a psychiatrist now. And she's in residency. It was not until she went to residency that she even thought about how much money she might be making. Now, in her case, it's a lot. Or will be eventually. But she never even thought about it. Take on hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt with no idea what you're going to be earning. That's silly. It is. But Scott, you said do your passion. Yeah, I also said that sometimes you're not going to make what you think you're going to make. But at least think about it. So it's four simple questions that you can use in your personal life. If you've got a blended family, you've got some kids you're dealing with, if you just got married, maybe you did start a business. Do you hear that? Do you hear that noise? Can you hear that? That's the... Man, I'm in the studio here with the noise-canceling stuff on, and right above me, if you heard any of those sounds, that was the Air Force Thunderbirds flying over my house. We're 5 miles south of Daytona International Speedway. The Daytona 500 is getting ready to run this week, and they were practicing. That's crazy stuff. Okay, where was I? Let's get back to those four things. And sorry for the diversion here, but you know what? We don't go backwards. We go forward, because that's life, man. Sometimes airplanes fly over and mess with you. How long do you think it will take for you to learn what you need to learn to succeed? How long are you willing to work toward your goal? How long will your money last? And when you do begin earning, how much will it be? Be prepared before you begin and consider those questions before you set off on your journey. By the way, if money's not the issue, then it's not about when you begin earning. It's when you begin getting the things you want from your goal, the lifestyle you want. Maybe that's the case. So it's depending on how you think about it, okay? All right, I'm out of here. Come see me on Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Private group, ask Sir my super secret questions, and I'll let you in the door.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?